The Federal Communications Commission has ruled that big regional phone companies no longer have to lease their fiber optic lines to competitors, as required by the 1996 Telecommunications Act. But the FCC refused to ease other regulations imposed on the companies. Yesterday's decision will give individual states more control over their local phone networks. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Since 1996, the regional Bell companies have been required by Congress to lease their networks to competitors, who have then been able to repackage local services and sell them to the public. Congress hoped this requirement, called unbundling, would give fledgling phone companies a leg up and encourage competition. But the Bell companies deeply resented the unbundling requirement. Recently, under court order, the FCC began reviewing the policy. Yesterday, the commission voted 3-2 to continue requiring the Bells to lease key parts of their network, but it also voted to give individual states the right to override the requirement in some cases if they decide the market has been competitive enough. Lisa Pierce analyzes the telecommunications industry for Giga Information Group.
The good news is, you know, states have control, and they obviously will understand local markets better than someone far away can. The bad news is it's entirely possible that lobbying efforts will result in inconsistencies in infrastructure between different states.
Consumer groups applauded the commission's decision, saying it would protect competition in local phone services. But critics like FCC Chairman Michael Powell say having to deal with separate regulatory bodies in all 50 states will make doing business tougher for local phone companies. Powell had favored a more sweeping deregulatory effort, but he was unable to persuade his fellow commissioners to go along with him.
And choosing to abdicate its responsibilities to craft clear and sustainable rules on unbundling to the state public utility commissions, it has brought forth a molten morass of regulatory activity that may very well wilt any lingering investment interest in this sector.
Powell predicted that the decision was unlikely to withstand the scrutiny of the federal courts. The FCC's vote was criticized by the Bell companies. Bell South said the FCC had missed an historic opportunity to address serious problems in the industry. But long-distance company AT&T said the commissioners had forged a bipartisan compromise to resolve issues that have dogged the country for a decade. The commission did hand the Bell companies a not insignificant victory. It said Bell companies that build fiber optic line networks to sell high-speed internet and broadband services no longer have to share them with competitors. The Consumer Federation of America said the move would hurt broadband companies trying to get started. But FCC officials hope the move will help competition by giving the Bells more incentive to offer broadband services. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.